Hello, Earth to Gary Lou. Do you even notice the extreme violence in the games you play? I bet it has become so commonplace that you hardly pay attention to it anymore. Everybody knows that the problem with violent games is that the shock effect wears off pretty quickly. Players get desensitized, which means games have to be made more and more violent to pack the same kind of punch. Sue McFerrin, San Francisco.
Experts agree that playing online games is actually very good mental exercise for young people. It develops their analytical skills and promotes logical thinking, similar to chess. Some games are exceptionally difficult to play, demanding that players simultaneously keep track of a range of interconnected variables. It is also good for developing your foreign language skills. I heard that in India, the National Board of Education is promoting the use of video games and online role-playing games in the classroom to help students improve their English. As a matter of fact, in some of the bigger private schools in Delhi, student grades have increased by almost 20% since they started using the games in their classrooms. Mia Q, Liverpool.
In Japan, Professor Ryuta Kawashima found that playing online games for long periods of time actually does not stimulate the frontal lobes of the brain enough, thus making children less intelligent. Using cutting-edge technology, the level of brain activity was measured in hundreds of teenagers playing a Nintendo game. The frontal lobe, which continues to develop in humans until the age of about 20, plays an important role in controlling our behaviour. Whenever you use self-control to refrain from doing something you should not do, the frontal lobe is hard at work. If the frontal lobe is being stunted because of prolonged gaming, this is very bad news for everybody. It means that young gamers are increasingly incapable of controlling their behaviour. While I am in principle against censorship, I have to partially agree with Bill Berman on this one. Restrict and control violent video games for the sake of a peaceful, safe society. Jeremy Cole, Tasmania.
Join the debate. Email the weekly bulletin at letters@bulletin.com.